You just tune into Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. Behind control is Cynthia Singano. Today I'm with Mpume Kumede. Mpume Kumede is from Durban. Mpume, I welcome you to Good News Community Radio.
Thank you so much for a warm welcome, and to the listeners at home.
Okay. Today we will be talking about town planning. As a town planner, people will want to know what is a town planner is. But before that, can you please just tell more about yourself, who Mpume is, and what you studied, and also about town planning?
Okay, thanks. Okay. I started as an educator with a BA degree because I studied at University of Zululand. That is where I did a BA degree, at the Bachelor of Arts. Then I continued with my studies doing environmental studies, honors in environmental studies. After completing my studies, then I got a position as an educator. And then I got an opportunity to be appointed as environmental officer because I was having honors in environmental studies. And I pursue my career doing a master's in town and regional planning. And then after that, I registered with the Council of Planners, which is the South African Council for Planners. And currently, I'm a candidate planner. So that is how. But I wanted to be a planner from high school, because at high school, that is where I was doing geography. That is when I was introduced in terms of development of cities. You know, in geography, there is a subject, or I would say one of the chapters in the geography, you have urban settlement. Mm. Then that is where you become interested in how cities, they grow, how cities, they developed.
Mm.
And that is how I was introduced in the town planning field. But when I completed, I didn't do town planning. At a later stage, at a master's level, that is where now I started to do town planning.
Okay, Mpume, why town planning is important?
Town planning is very much important because town planning is about the planning, designing of the cities to understand where development should be and what development should be. Let me say it like this. Town planning is all about managing how we develop and what type of development is permissible, because there are different types of land uses. So in town planning, we design and conduct a layout and understand where schools are going to be developed, where residential areas are going to be developed, and then we manage that development as planners.
Okay, thank you for that info. And what are the most important things a town planner to consider when planning?
The most important thing to consider is the environment.
Yeah.
You know, because there are some other areas which are environmental sensitive. There are some other areas that are protected in terms of the environment. You mustn't destroy the environment. And also, again, you must consider that when you develop, you look at the surrounding. You know, what type of a development that is going to be implemented, and that development mustn't affect the surrounding. It must relate to the surrounding environment. Also, you're looking at the population in terms of the number. How many people are you designing for this development? So that is what you also consider. Where are the facilities, you see, for these people? And let me make an example that you are doing a township development.
Mm.
You see, so you have to know where you're going to put schools, where you're going to put hospitals, where you're going to put commercial facilities. Mm. For these people. So all that, you know, should come in as part of your planning process as a planner.
Okay. Thank you, Mpume. As a town planner now, how do you stay up to date with the technology, building and environmental regulations?
Well, with technology, as town planners, we continuously being trained.
Yeah.
In terms of new systems.
Okay.
And new technology.
Mm.
So that we fast track and improve our services. So I like to make the example of the COVID-19, which affected us, because we used to have traditional methods where we interact with members of the public. You see?
Yes. Yeah.
But because of COVID, we have to maintain social distancing.
Mm.
So we have to design programs that will enable members of the public to submit electronically and we process electronically. So those systems, planners, they need to. And also, again, we store data, we store our information in the system. We use also what is called a GIS, which is Geographic Information System. So as a planner, you need to be updated of new versions of what of the GIS, because it's updated every now and again. So you have to stay updated and understanding of the new systems in place and able to use them.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. And as a planner now, as a town planner, do you sometimes face conflicts with community or citizens while planning?
We do. You know, planning involves public participation. It
yes.
involves other role players. They need to comment, you see, so that their comment and their input is part of the decision making.
Mm.
So it's mandatory in the planning field that the public must comment. So you find that sometimes they comment after the consultation period has closed.
You see?
Then that is a problem. And also another problem, it is of illegal development to build what is not permittable. So that's also a problem, because you find that as planners, we need to enforce now.
Yeah.
And so that you understand. So that also causes problems because of not following the standard procedures as well as the planning regulations that we have. So it creates problems for us as planners. Also, again, what also causes conflicts, you find that because of high population, people, they want land for residential.
Yeah.
So you find some other land are not suitable for residential. And then when you tell them that this land is not suitable for residential purpose, it's another problem. It's caused conflict because they want to develop. So, and other land, which, and sometimes those type of land are reserved for other uses, maybe for agriculture, maybe for commercial, for industrials, you see. And people, they want land for what? For housing.
Yes.
So that also creates problems because we need to manage and ensure that there is sustainable development within the city.
Okay. When you're planning now, if I may ask, do you consider the nature, like birds, animals, whatever around that community when you start planning?
Yes. There is no development that starts without environmental assessment.
Okay,
That is why planning also work with other sector departments.
Okay.
So whenever there is a development application, it has to be submitted and then they have to comment.
Yeah.
But also as a planner, you also understand, because you look at the feasibility of this development in this. You're looking at the environment. But you cannot sometimes as a planner make those comments when those comments should be done by the environmentalist. So we submit because we need to protect some of the environment where you find that the environment is sensitive, so where the environment is protected. Because also, again, why? We've got some other species that are getting extinct.
Yes.
See, that the environment is destroyed. And sometimes you find that by developing in those areas, it's going to affect you in the long run. We have seen during the time of floods, there were people that developed in areas that were not suitable for development.
Yeah.
So they become affected. That is why when we tell them that this is not suitable for development and this is suitable, you find that people, they will say that we want to develop here because maybe they want to be closer, and only to find that the land is not suitable and the land is not in a good condition for residential.
Wow, that is so interesting. I like what you're saying about that people are being told not to build in that place and they keep on building, but there are some problems thereafter.
Yes.
Maybe someone listening right now is interested in your field. So how do you go about in order to be a professional town planner?
Okay, we have two institutions here at Etegwini.
We've
got the University of KwaZulu-Natal. We've got Durban University of Technology, which is DUT. We are very lucky. Some other areas, they don't have institutions that offer town planning, some other cities. So those are institutions. And at DUT, you can start doing town planning from a BTEC level up to a PhD level. And then at UKZN, they offer town planning from master's level. Then once you completed your degree, then you register as a candidate. Once you register as a candidate, then the council will write you a letter and tell you the conditions that you have to work with a registered professional planner for there's a minimum period of 24 months to gain practical experience. Then after you've completed your practical experience, you submit the report and then you're able to register as a professional planner or a technical plan. It depends which registrations you are doing. So there are three levels. You register as a candidate. Once you have registered as a candidate, you after that you can register as a technical planner or a professional planner. So I would say that if you want to be a planner, you must understand in which field, because there is a lot of town planning work that you can do. There are planners who are transport planners, there are planners who are working in environment or environmental planners, there are planners who are lecturers in the academia, there are planners who are deals with policies. So it depends on you to choose what type of a planner that you want to be. So it's a very interesting, because it's broad, it doesn't limit in terms of what you want to do after.
Okay, and what subject a person is supposed to do at school so that he can or she can do town planning?
Okay, basically the subject, it is geography,
mm-hmm.
math, which is mathematics, as well as English. Those are key into planning.
If you say mathematics, it's pure or?
It's pure math, not math lit. Those are three.
Okay.
Geography, and you must have good results on those three.
Okay, thank you so much for your time and the information that you gave us today. May the Lord be with you until we meet again. I know that we're going to talk more about environment and all the things that concern our community, our society. Can you please say goodbye to our listener?
To the listeners at home, thank you so much for joining us. And also, I would like to thank Cynthia for giving me this opportunity. Stay blessed. I love you all.